April 15. Our perfect pattern. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:15-16. To human eyes, Christ was only a man, yet he was a perfect man. In his humanity, he was the impersonation of the divine character. God embodied his own attributes in his Son, his power, his wisdom, his goodness, his purity, his truthfulness, his spirituality, and his benevolence. In him, though human, all perfection of character, all divine excellence dwelt. And to the request of his disciples, Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us, he could reply, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? I and the Father are one. John 14:8-10, verse 30. The strong denunciation of the Pharisees against Jesus was, Thou beest a man, makest thyself God. John 10:33. And for this reason they sought to stone him. Christ did not apologize for this supposed assumption on his part. He did not say to his accusers, You misunderstand me, I am not God. He was manifesting God in humanity. Yet he was the humblest of all the prophets, and he exemplified in his life the truth that the more perfect the character of human beings, the more simple and humble they will be. He has given to men a pattern of what they may be in their humanity through becoming partakers of the divine nature. The centuries that have passed since Christ was among men have not lessened the confidence of our testimony that Christ is all that he claimed to be. Today the question may be repeated, What think ye of Christ? Matthew 22:42, And without a moment's hesitation the answer may be given, He is the light of the world. The greatest religious thinker and teacher the world has ever known. All who hear his voice today, all who study the principles set forth in his teaching, must say in truthfulness, as did the Jews of his day, Never man spake like this man. Is not this the Christ? John 7:46 and 4:29.